What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love.
With Kat
and Pat.
Hey.
Hey. Oh,
it's Kitty. It's Kitty.
It's Patrick. It's Patrick Regan. And this is Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love.
I love when I do some kind of event or thing where they can't say fucking. And so they're like, and she has a podcast about boys, sex, dating, and love. And I'm like, that sounds like the lamest thing I've ever heard, you freaking nerd, dude.
It's also not what our podcast is about.
No, like, it's about like yogurt.
No, I'm saying like those four things. It's like, what? And then when you throw fucking in the mix, it's like, oh, sure. But what was I going to say? I'm like, it's, you know, I'm having a weird identity crisis around too many people calling me Patrick Owen Ass Regan. I'm like, I never want that to be my like identifier. So
I'm going
like
back to,
I'm going to back the F off from saying that. Okay, I'm at one of your events that you can't say fucking at.
I'm having a situation where like I feel like if I, like my neck is hurting from looking down. I wonder if I can like kind of lift up my own voice by lifting up my laptop.
I hate to be done to tell you this, but there's actually no way you could hold your neck that isn't painful. That's one design flaw of human beings. There's nothing you can do with your neck that doesn't
hurt.
It
hurts so much. Okay, I'm actually randomly in a good mood because I'm doing the work. You know what I'm doing?
What?
I'm just really, I think, not, I didn't mean to copy you, but I essentially have an eating disorder lady too now.
Oh, good.
And she's so
cute. I want
cute.
Everyone to have one.
She's so cute, and I feel like we're friends.
Oh, can I ask her age demographic?
Definitely. She's definitely like our age.
Oh, when you say cute, I was literally picturing an 87-year-old woman.
No, she just like, she has
especially an 87. It's funny to think of an 87-year-old woman who's like an eating disorder woman, and her whole thing is like a moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips. Like she's just like uses all, like she's just like
really all the problematic phrases. Yeah. No, she's cute because like she's, you know, kind of reserved and serious, but I can tell like when I make a joke, she starts to smile and she's kind of like, like she's like laughing at my little jokies.
Yeah, me and my girl finally are just like fully girls, like let our hair down. And we don't even talk that much about food anymore, but yesterday we just talked almost completely, we talked about how like eating disorder, mine is just about like internalized homophobia and say with me internalized misogyny.
Oh my god, well now I'm mad. Now that it applies to me, I'm mad too.
I had to stop in the middle because we had to work to get to a place where I feel safe just like saying everything the eating disorder says, because I don't want like, you know, like say bad things in there. And she was like, it's safe here, just say like whatever it's mm-hmm. like saying to you. And so we were just like talking, and then I was like, I just stopped myself in the middle. I'm like, wait, is this like so misogynist? And she was like, well, no. Okay, well, yes, but it's like, but she just meant like intellectually, she's like, yeah, because like society like did this stuff. Like, this is how
only,
we all
what did
feel.
It do to us? Only share if you feel safe. What was your, what is the thought line of thought that we might not know is misogynistic thinking?
No, I think that just the part of mine is like, I definitely connect certain like body attributes to like masculinity.
Like and, hips and stuff.
Or like not like, this is so embarrassing, but this, yeah, hips is like a mm-hmm. huge thing. I think that I was.
Did you ever think you'd host a podcast with a girl who has really big hips?
Did you ever think you'd host a podcast with a boy who has really big hips?
Because they're rarer. I stayed up late at night hoping.
they're actually rarer.
Do you know how dramatic it was that in high school I like literally had like a window I could look out over my neighborhood and be like, one day.
Oh, really?
That's it.
Oh my gosh! I used to play like, you know, when I was a little boy, I used to play all these games in my bed when I was asleep, where I would pretend different things. I had different scenarios I'd play out where the pillows were the other characters, and I'd usually be a superhero. Sometimes it would be horny, and sometimes it would be adventure. And but I literally used to think to myself like, I can never get married because my wife would think it was too weird what I do in bed. I would like do like fake karate like against the air, and but then sometimes I would do something that was loosely inspired by Empire Strikes Back if I was feeling horny, where it'd be like I was with a team of people and there was one that was like a girl my age, and like we would have to stop and like set up camp for the night, but we would have to like cuddle because it was too cold, like Hoth from Empire Strikes Back, and I was just, and it was like horny kind of. And sometimes I would pretend that there was like sometimes I would pretend that like there was a Spider-Man type villain that like webbed me and the blanket was my web, and I would be like shaking out, and I would be like, he was gonna kill me, and I'd be like, and I wouldn't be like afraid of him. I'd be like, do your worst,
Do
don't
you know what
care.
do you know what I would do that was so embarrassing? It's like I it would make me so horny. I thought it was there was nothing sexier that I'd like put on like my I'd like put on my tightest t-shirt and I'd like make it kind of wet like I was like in a wet t-shirt contest, and I'd pretend I was I'd pretend I was like a sexy teacher.
Oh my God, because teachers are always dripping wet.
I don't know what I guess I thought like, and I'd be like in my closet. I would like do it in my closet, and I'd like pretend like there was like some boy, and I was like,
I wore my favorite thing when I was little. My favorite thing that I still do to this day would be get out of the shower, take the towel, and me and Angel talk about this because I think he maybe used to do it too. But you know how like a towel, like there's that little like line right away from the edge, like you know there's like a
A
seam. It's
border, if
like
you will.
a border, yeah. So I hold it long ways and I put it wrap around me so it looked like a dress in that little, the little space between the edge of the towel and the border that was like the boobs part of the dress, and like. And I would just like stand it with it under my shoulders, under my like armpits like that, and I like pretend it was a dress, and then
Drag icon.
a drag. I was a drag icon at an early age.
And then your drag name is Searching for Community or Community.
No, community
Oh,
pool.
Community Pool. That's really good.
Searching for community is a name that we've given to a person
Great.
we feel is closeted at our gym. Because we feel like he demonstrates a certain
Je ne sais quoi.
je ne sais quoi about closeted people where they're constantly like searching for community because he's always like saying hi to strangers at the gym, and we're like, you're not gonna get what you're looking for through saying hi to strangers. You need to be fucked.
Do you know what? I have amazing news for you.
What?
I can't believe I'm saying this because I've had this book for so many years, but yesterday the divine spirit touched down on me, and I don't know what happened, but I grabbed The Artist's Way and I
Oh my
started doing
God.
it.
Oh my God.
And for the I'd read it before, but for the first time when I read the first chapter, I was like, it made so much sense to me. And before I was kind of like, but the way she says creative recovery, like you have to like recover the part of yourself that actually enjoys and wants to be creative and like is born to be creative. I was like, okay, let my light shine vibes. So I'm
Totally.
doing artist, I'm on week one.
Oh, that's so fun. I should do that again, but
Well, if you want to join me, our dear friend B, I think, is going to do it with me at the same
Oh,
time.
really? Oh, I do, you know I do adore B. Maybe I
I
will.
know she's the best. But I felt like, for some reason, the way she was speaking about things made so much sense. She has this passage at the very beginning where she's like, I used to be just like creative purely for my own ego and like to get things done and like to do all that. And I was like, that's exactly how I feel right now. Like, I'm like, I don't even know why I'm doing this.
Totally. Wait, so we can let him in, right?
Is he here?
We did receive a message
That
from my
feeling
friend, your cousin
when?
Allison. Yeah.
Okay,
So let's
I'm
invite
so
him into
excited. I've
this.
literally admired this guest for so long. He's so
Me
fucking
too. I
funny.
literally have.
And
Should we say this
he's
in front of him though?
okay, yeah, well, put your ears open
Yeah.
for Brian
For Brian Jordan
Jordan Alvarez.
Alvarez. No, I meant like, should we keep this in Allison because it's really interesting. I meant
It's
like, should we
real.
like
It's
do the intro
real.
in front? Oh my, and I, could you
Oh.
imagine him not, if it wasn't driving? Can you
There's no
imagine
way
if it
he would
wasn't
not be in a
driving?
car for this.
Wait, why is it? It's so bleached out. Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you. You look amazing. Wait, this is literally like inside the actor studio to watch to see you in a car where the videos are made. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. How are you guys? Hi. I
Good.
wish
Oh
it
my
wasn't so
God.
bleachy. I wanted
No, we know.
to get my, you
You look
know,
gorge. We know that
but
we know
we
your
know you're,
face well.
and we know this is just a crazy circumstance and you're not typically bleaching. We don't think that
We
you're
would
always
never think of
bleached.
you as that.
You guys are right. You guys are so
Oh my
sweet.
God.
Thank you.
Literally,
This
we
is
are
okay, yeah?
just,
Yeah, you
you're,
look
you
great.
look incredible. We're so
Thank you so
excited to
much.
have you on the pod. We're both huge fans.
I'm
Is
so
that
excited. I'm such huge fans of you guys.
a, I'm such a huge
no
fan.
store.
Wait, what did you just drink? Can I
Are
ask?
you like
Yeah,
coming from the gym
Barry's
or
Boot Camp
going?
water. Yeah.
Oh my
Oh.
God. Water in boxes. Can we talk about that? That's
Yeah.
everything. That's the new reality we live in. Water in
I
boxes.
know. Is it better at all? I don't understand how it's made. I guess it's just creating less plastic, right? It's like waxy paper.
I feel so connected to this like column I'm seeing next to your car that says 2A. Like my mom, if we were at the mall, she'd be like, Catherine, 2A, 2A, write it down, write it down, write it down.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
My whole past like 3 years of my life has been like, should I go to Barry's in this essay? I will.
I'm like a Barry's evangelist at this point. Yeah, I think it's the way, I love it. Because I like just, I used to hate anybody telling me what to do at the gym, but now I like, the idea of just going and then you don't think about anything and somebody mm-hmm. tells you everything to do and then you leave and you worked out.
Yeah.
It's like so that's obvious, like literally what I'm saying.
Everything. How are you? What's going on?
I'm great. I'm in the parking structure of the Beverly Center because this is where they're teaching Barry's Bootcamp now, like outdoors. Can you believe?
Oh, no way.
The yeah, world wait, is so crazy right now. This year has been so fucking crazy, Brian. Can you believe it?
I knew this was going to be a problem because I can't. I like laugh at every single thing you guys ever say. So
stop embarrassing us.
Wait, but we do come to LA sometimes, but I don't know what the Beverly Center is.
Whenever we come to LA, we feel so crazy and we can't function.
Brian Jordan Alvarez, you know you're huge for me for years.
No.
Yeah, because gay wondrous life. Oh, I never forget you. When I first saw it.
Does everyone always say that to you? Is your whole life everyone always saying that to you?
Not everyone. No, I have like a spread of it's pleasant for me because I have like a spread of these different things that people are into, namely like gay and wondrous life and like YouTube stuff, which is more our generation, you know, people that are 20, 21. And then Will and Grace, which I was on, is like definitely, you know, tends to be older people that know me from that. And then they don't know my other stuff, but some people know the whole thing. But yeah, Game Wonders Life. Yeah. It was big. It was, it was like, I wanted it to be that big when I made it. And I think like a lot of things that become like cult classics, it took a long time for it to fit. Now it's like, oh yeah, that show was like definitely a hit. But when I was making it, I was like pushing so hard and like thinking like, yeah, it's getting some notoriety, but I would like it to be, you know, get more attention. But in the years since, it has really, just keeps perennially coming up.
Did you shoot it all at once and release, or was it like release it like every like week or something?
No, it was very untimed, where we like shot the first one and then we released it, and then we shot months later, it was like very organic actually. Then months later we shot the second two, so the second and third one. And then I guess we didn't release those, but like I was editing those, and then months later we shot the fourth and fifth ones. And then I was just releasing them as they were ready. I would really like take my time with the edit, and then so they came out really like, now you can watch it and it's like, oh yeah, it's like these five episodes. But when it was coming out, people would be like, when is the next episode of this? Because like 2.5 months would go by, you know.
Literally,
I mean, like
3,000
people that were watching it, which was not there,
but this is such an embarrassing memory that I just accessed. But when my first time I went to LA, which was 2 February ago, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I was running, and I think I saw the person who played Len in it. And I don't even know if my brain made that up, because it was like, Patrick, you're in LA. You're going to be running into the cast of Wonders Life of Kayla Gallo. Like,
it's not
it.
Such a crazy idea. You're in Silver Lake after all.
No, you probably did see him. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I probably saw him.
And he has a very striking look.
Yeah, he's really striking.
How did you find such fabulous collaborators? Like, your whole crew.
They were just, we were so friends. Great. I mean, they were just like, I feel like you guys have done some of that probably, right? Where you're just like seeing all your friends and they're all so talented. And then you're like, well, let's, I mean, which is such like, what's it called? It's such a cliche thing to do. Be like, honestly, this should just be a show. Like, just all of us hanging out. But I do, I pat myself on the back because I'm like, I pulled that off. Like, literally just a show about, like, actors, like, in LA talking. Like,
yeah.
I know. Everyone says that, but you're, like, the 0.999% that actually does what he says he's going to do.
Yeah.
When, like, you guys have probably done that. I'm like, I've had friends and been like, let's seriously do something.
Pat and I have tried, like, on multiple occasions to, like, do something gently scripted together, and it always is a disaster. We're just like, let's get Shake Shack.
I was thinking about that when I was on the treadmill at Barry's like 20 minutes ago, about how it's also like people make fun of the idea of having a podcast so much that when you actually have a successful podcast, like, what does that feel like? You're like, yeah, but we did it, bitch. Like, we actually have a podcast that everyone listens to. Like, you can't make fun of us. Or, what is that? Well, you, what
well,
is
we famously
life?
We famously have 30 listeners, and we love each and every
no,
one of
you
them.
Don't. Oh my God.
We have 30. It's the 30 club. We love our 30.
This podcast. This is major, you guys. It's major.
Oh my God. You're
but for real, because I literally think that all the time. I'm like, I should just do a podcast with my best friend, and I just don't.
You should.
Or I'll like try to, and it's just like. It just, yeah, no, you guys really have done this. It's incredible.
Who would you do it with?
With Stephanie, the redhead.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
so stuff, funny.
Yeah. She's yes. the best. I love her, yeah.
Have y'all been friends forever? I want to hear the origin story.
We've been friends, oh my God, it's funny. We've been friends since we were 25, like when we had like negative zero careers, like both of us, which is actually, it feels a bit vulnerable to admit that even at that, you know, relatively adult age, I had booked, but no.
Let's be honest. Like, when I had met Stephanie, I had booked, and that's just how it happened.
Yeah. We were both 25. We were acting. We were like the hired actors in a student film. You know, like when a student
yes.
film like gets actors, uh-huh. we were the
yeah. actors. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, they were all sweet. And her commercial agent was dropping her at the time.
Oh
like,
my God.
Know.
That is
we
such
were
a
really
specific. That is such yeah. a specific feeling. It's an improv based.
Especially commercial agents, because commercial agents just need like soul, like human souls, like they're dementors trying to eat human souls.
Oh
like
God,
if they're like telling you your soul they don't want, then it's
I'll
like, okay.
never forget like being rejected from like the Stuart Talent VO situation and being like, okay, my life in New York is over.
But I actually as people who are in New York, 25 isn't old at all. Did you know that
when I was
25 in 1 month, guess what I was. Heterosexual
what?
Identifying. Heterosexual identifying.
No, really?
Yeah, calm down, Brian. It's
Whoa.
Pretty well
Brian, chill out. What are you actually surprised?
I came out when
no
I was like 25.
And
wow.
I came out when I was 25 in 2 months.
Wow.
No, I came out when I was 25
wait,
in 2 weeks,
wait.
Actually. So at 25 in 1 month, I...
It sounds like
people.
A baby age with the weeks.
I don't know why I remembered the specific date, but it was November 15th.
I mean, it tracks. It's an important event. Can you tell me what that was like? Have you?
It was honestly. It was this. It was like jerking off the gay porn my entire life, like not engaging with that.
Wait. Yeah. You don't obviously you don't have to answer this, but if you want to, what's your psychology inside? You're like from a young age, you're like, I am gay, but I don't tell people I'm gay, or you're like, I'm not gay in your mind.
No, it's I'm not gay, but it's also like, let me at youporn.com/gay. And
yeah,
but so
it's
like mental gymnastics or something. It didn't feel like I don't know how or why, but it's like weird cognitive dissonance where it's like, no, like
maybe you were straight. Maybe you were straight.
Maybe I was straight. Maybe I am straight. And maybe I'm just doing this for my career. I'm gay for career. First and foremost.
You think we'd get any traction with two straight people on this podcast? Please, honey. We weren't born yesterday. Wake up.
And then remember it was like November, and I was a temp office PA for True TV. Saddest story ever. Saddest sentence in the English language.
Jesus wept.
Yeah, I was like, this is this. And I was like, if this is what it is to be straight, I don't want to be straight.
No, really?
No, I just remember like I don't know what happened in that time. That made me like, I don't know. I think like the thread was just being pulled too much. And I remember literally being in my cubicle Googling like, how to know absolutely sure you're gay. Like, how to come, like, should you definitely come out if you jerk off a gay porn?
Sweet.
Like, just like
I love
little,
yeah.
But I wasn't even, I don't even know why that was like my level of cognitive function, because it does sound very like toddler, but.
It really tracks to me. No. It's like, you're like, well, I'm quite sure I'm gay, but I need to Google how to be absolutely sure I'm gay before I come out, because it's a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm be switching to identifying as gay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be switching.
But wait. Okay, one, do people call you Bri or do you hate that?
No, people do a lot. Yeah, and
okay.
I love that. I love
okay, Bri. So, but what is your journey? Like, you're Tennessee, you're a Southern boy. Tell us everything.
Yeah.
Who were you? Who are you? Who do you want to be? That's our big question.
Ooh, I love that. I mean, I want to be I mean, maybe this is lame, or maybe I shouldn't preface it. I think my therapist would say that. I want to be, yeah, a major mainstream movie star, basically, with all of my meanness. But yeah, just like in the biggest movies, just, you know, playing leads and non-leads and whatever. And then I have this
leads and non-leads alike.
Can you believe? yeah,
I'm open to non-leads.
Yeah. And yeah, that's where I want to be. And I'm at, I have these great agents that are helping me do that. But this is basically a shout out to Ben Day at Sierra.
Who loves
this podcast.
And oh my God. I want to shout out to Ben and say, we hang out for once.
It's very cool. And our Lita Fowler and all these great people. this is my acceptance speech.
Your first Emmy, and you're like, and my agents who are so cool IRL.
Yeah, exactly. What I was gonna say is I also have this thing in, I have these like ideal scenes that my agent, my therapist, a similar concept, that my therapist made me do, that says like I am, and then you put like all these things that you want to be, and one of them is I am winning. it's like, wow, Brad, I am winning 3 Oscars this decade. So that's the it's just like the really, it's a big dream.
Oh my God, y'all. When the weather gets warmer, the last thing I want to do is be all sweaty in my kitchen cooking over a flaming hot stove. No thank you. But I don't exactly want to order takeout for every meal, because Mm-mm. that's what I've been doing for the past Mm-mm. year. And that's why I'm obsessed, addicted, j'adoring Daily Harvest.
And Daily Harvest, Catherine, it actually delivers delicious harvest bowls, flatbreads, smoothies, and more, all built on organic fruits and vegetables right to your door. It takes literally minutes to prepare, and I love knowing that the food I'm eating is actually good for me. It's such a crazy concept.
Daily Harvest also, Pat, never uses preservatives, added sugar, or artificial anything, bitch. My personal summer favorite, not to be so crazy, but it's Daily Harvest Scoops. They're plant-based ice cream. Oh, it's actually so good. I have tried it. It's divine. Scoops is the perfect sweet treat. Plus, it's gluten and dairy-free. The chocolate ice cream was so good.
Yeah, Midnight Fudge Scoops. Incrediana. I love a chocolate moment, and I'm willing to be public about that.
And you know what the craziest part is? Daily Harvest is all about leaving the earth in a better place than they found it. Not just for us, but for future generations to come. Like, for example, if I decide to have kids one day with my sexual partner or adopt. They focus on increasing biodiversity, investing in organic farming practices, reducing food waste, and even prioritizing recyclable and compostable packaging.
Daily Harvest is delicious food all built on whole organic fruits and vegetables that conveniently stay fresh in your freezer. So it's ready when you are. It's really the whole package.
So, y'all, stay cool, calm, and collected during the summer heat. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter code SEEKTREATMENT to get up to $40 off your first box. That's code SEEKTREATMENT for up to $40 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. Once again, that's dailyharvest.com. Love you. Okay, wait, Bri, are you single? Are you dating? Are you in love? What's happening?
Wow, good question. I'm in love. Yeah, I have a boyfriend, actually.
Oh my God.
Relatively new. Yeah, for years, I did not want a boyfriend. In fact, I haven't told my boyfriend this, so if he listens to this, he'll know this. But maybe I'll tell him before. But for years, I didn't want a boyfriend because basically, I'm just going to lay it all out. Basically, I would have boyfriends, and we would have open relationships, and it would be so open. And it would always end up being the downfall of the relationship. Mm-hmm. And then eventually I was just like, well, maybe I'm just like, I want to be so open that I actually just want to be single. So then for years, I was just single. And when I would get, because I'm very romantic, I get like, I kind of fall in love, you know, easily, and I love people. And so I would, but when it would get to that stage for years, I would be like, you know, actually even preemptively, I'd be like, just, you know, I don't want a boyfriend. Like, we're friends, even if this is like cuddling and lovey-dovey, like, we're still friends. So I did that for years. And then I don't know, something happened recently. Like, I've gotten, you know, my life is great, but it's gotten even better lately. And I feel like happier and more settled and clearer in my work. And I just, my heart kind of opened, and I was like, you know, I Well, I became kind of ready for a boyfriend, or realizing I was open to that idea, and then I met Andrew, this wonderful guy I'm with, and I was just like, and I even, you know, we were seeing each other for a long time, or like a long time, yeah, like a month and a half, but eventually I was like, you know, I was like, because I try to be, you know, I don't know, I try not to over talk things. I feel like that can sometimes be like, I don't know. I just try not to do that. But eventually I was like, you know, I do, you know, I, these feelings, I would like this to be something real, and I would like you to be my boyfriend. And I do, you know, feel like I do feel like I love you. And oh, I had texted him all that, and he was like, call me and say all that to my face. And I did. And he was like, yeah, oh, wait, I love you too. Call me on FaceTime and say,
oh my God. Wait, so how did y'all meet?
I was in an airport. We met Instagram. Yeah. Instagram.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God.
What is Andrew?
Yeah.
Is he Los Angeles, California?
He's a really wonderful artist. No, he's, I'm in LA right now working, but I'm mostly in Atlanta right now. He's in Charleston.
Oh,
where
no
I've also
way.
Been spending a lot of time. Yeah, Charleston is bomb. It's really no, cool.
Oh my God, Southern
I
charm.
Go to Charleston. Yeah, Southern.
So I know. I grew up in the South, and I'm really having a big Southern homecoming right now. Like the warm, balmy weather. LA is so dry, you can't smell anything in the air, really, and in the
LA
South it has all those rich yeah, and even New York has much richer smells because it gets humid in the summer, you can smell the trash, you know.
Yeah.
I have a bad sense of smell, so I don't smell anything. And that's why I have no idea where I am at any point. That's shocking to me that you're in Atlanta. To me, when I think of you, I think of Los Angeles, California. I think of the Hollywood sign. I think of Miley Cyrus.
I know, you're like
party
so,
in the USA.
You're so LA to me. You're just like, I'm making
wow,
it happen,
I love
bitch.
That. I know. I've been very low-key about spending less time in LA. And maybe, I mean, I might end up having a place here that I, you know, spend half, like right now I have to be here. But I think LA is great, but I always knew if I didn't have to live here, like I was here for work, and now I'm at a point where, you know, talking to my agents and stuff, they're like, yeah, you don't really have to be anywhere. You'll just go where the work is. And so
totally.
It's nice to, you know, Matthew McConaughey lives in Austin, Texas.
Wow.
You're my Matthew McConaughey.
You can live anywhere you want to live.
Yeah.
Wait, that's so interesting to me. I feel like I'm like, is this new or is this just me learning something? Like that nothing's ever in LA anymore. Like look at these.
I know,
people
like
that
cats
sit behind
shooting
me.
In Toronto. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And you enjoy like whatever. I do want to go to Atlanta.
I think
though.
It used to be like, well, now every audition is Zoom, Zoom, Zoom. So that's why I think it matters.
Exactly. Literally. Yeah. Everything is Zoom. Yeah.
Do you miss your friends though? Well, how long have you been there?
I do, but I'm hanging out with, I'm staying with one of them here in LA, and I it's great. I miss them.
Right? Oh, so right this second you're in LA.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in LA.
He's at Barry's, Pat. They're doing Barry's outside now.
Yeah.
But Barry's isn't only in LA, right?
And
is
then
it
where's
everywhere?
Your fam?
Yeah, it's in Atlanta too.
Are you close with your fam?
Yeah. So I was what I was gonna say about New York, because you guys are kind of generally there, is that I was born there, but I moved, and people are confused because also there's all these people now that think I'm Australian because I did this Australian accent and I was like saying I was Australian.
Yeah. I saw you were on that list. I saw you were on like the Australia.com's like
so
list
funny.
Of like
Australia.com's list of Australians. Yeah.
That's
name
huge.
One of Australia.com's top comedians.
Basically, I was born in New York City, and then I moved to the sticks of Tennessee when I was four, and I grew up in the South, very, like, very rurally in the South, like in, like, a southern, you know, public middle school. And then I went to L.A. for college, and that's basically it. And then I've been in L.A. since.
I know Chattanooga, Tennessee very well.
Yeah, because, very close to there. I live there.
Okay. Do you know, yeah, I follow the life and career of Macy Bookout, famous for being a teen mom, and now a teen mom OG on the hit MTV series Teen Mom.
Teen Mom, yeah. Aptly
yeah, she's from Chattanooga.
Is that still going? Is that program still going?
That program is still going, though only three of the original moms are still in the mix.
How Kyra old Abrams. Are those moms at this point?
Yeah, those are adult mothers. Yeah.
And now they're even adding. People.
Yeah, adult mother.
I remember two seasons ago they added Bristol Palin for one season. And
wait, who is that? Oh, Sarah Palin's daughter?
And she's like, everyone's always asking me, why are you on Teen Mom? Why are you I know. She's like, everyone's always asking me, why are you on Teen Mom? After all, you're not a teen mom. Well, the truth is, and she's like, well, the truth is, I was a teen mom. So, and like, that was like her big statement. Okay. I was like, okay, cool, Bristol.
I recently saw her in an episode of Gossip Girl. Didn't she act on Gossip Girl?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Are you rewatching Gossip Girl?
I was at the beginning of the pandemic. It was medicine. It was.
How far did you get?
I don't remember quite when I gave up. I think it started getting too college-y. You know what I mean? It was too college-focused. Yeah.
And it was Gossip Girl's thing was like their freshman year of college. They were all like editors of major magazines. Like they were all like, it was like, wait, what? Also, there was one storyline where Serena was sitting on a dock. She was sitting on a boardwalk in LA reading a book. Someone runs by her and goes, wait a second. Would you want to be a script supervisor? And she's like, and she's like, I guess. And then she like has a career as like a script supervisor for 4 episodes.
Serena so cannot stop having jobs thrown at her. Everyone's like, you're a model. You're my assistant. Wait, you're in the movie?
Script supervisor is so funny because it's so like, and it's also, you know, it was written by someone who is like working as or with a script supervisor. So it's just like so strange.
Oh, right. Yeah. But, did you guys go to acting school? No.
Did you?
No.
Okay. Kind of you did.
Good. Good.
No, well, I didn't. I had a theater minor.
Okay.
But it was much more of a like academic kind of directing type situation. No, I studied the amazing language of English.
Oh, good.
Language and Brian, literature.
How was it being gay in Deep South?
It was like good. I mean, I feel good. Like what I did, it was actually actively great. No, I definitely got called names a lot in middle school. I remember one time this guy, this wasn't even me coming out, but the really popular guy was like, he had done it before and he was like, hey, Brian, are you gay? And I was like, yeah. And then I just said, yeah. And then he was like, oh, I don't know. But I didn't, it wasn't me coming out. But I was like, what if I just say yeah? But I knew I was gay at that point.
Yeah, that is like the move, but it's hard to realize.
It's so powerful because then he's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
There is that guy that's like so popular that he's just okay, like asking, like not even like just being like, just be like, are you? It's like, I know. You have to admire them for.
Yeah. I came out at 16 by way of just, I guess people like already knew and they just stopped. I stopped denying it. Or I think somebody was like, do you think that guy is hot? And I was like, yeah, or something. Yeah. It was not. But in high school, I went to kind of like a private, I was, it sounds odd to say, but it was essentially like an intellectual high school, at least considering the surrounding area, because it was attached to this university, the University of the South. So then my high school was like very accepting, and actually I got cooler when I was gay. Thank God. Yeah.
That's the best case scenario. Well, the whole thing about high school is like, they're trying to catch you for being gay. The fun is in like the accusation, and like if you're already gay, you're kind of like, okay, I have no power here.
Right. Yeah, it's like you're playing dead. Yeah. It's not fighting.
You have to actually be dead.
Yeah, but,
what was I going to say? Was it surreal being on Will and G?
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, yeah, I remember like during one of our last shoots, I was like looking around and I was like, I'm in this moment right now. On Will and Grace. It was great. Yeah. And like, have you guys ever, like, well, you guys do.
Have you guys ever been on
Will and Grace? Basically what I'm saying is there's an actual audience laughing their ass off. Like it is so electrifying.
No, that sounds so fun.
That's how they did. I didn't realize that's how they did it even when it came back.
Everyone thinks it's a laugh track, and it's so sad because it's like they put so much effort into getting, like, hauling these 200 people there, like from, you know, wherever they live, and they're like laughing uproariously, and then everyone at home is like, "Those are fake laughs." And it's like, oh, yeah, they're real, yeah.
Laugh tracks are the strangest thing in the world.
I know. I think they actually have to edit the laughs down. They have to like cut them, and that's what makes them sound fake sometimes. Because when you're really there, the audience, especially on Will and Grace, because it's like a rock show, because they've been like, the people that come there are like, I have been watching Will and Grace for 20 years, and I've made it to Hollywood to watch this. And it was so fun. Everyone's so sweet. Sean Hayes is so sweet. Everyone.
Oh my God, Megan, Deborah. That's such a dream.
They're the best.
Wait, so when were you like, I'm getting out of Tennessee, I gotta get out of here?
I guess just to come to you, like, I went to North Carolina School of the Arts. Have you guys heard of that?
North Carolina
School of the Arts. Yeah, it's like a good, it's like a
lots
good
of Broadway. It's very Broadway.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I went there for my senior year of high school, and then
is it a high school? Like,
there's a high school program. Yeah, and it was cool. It was like very. It was actually the most intense like conservatory training I've ever done. It was really cool. This guy, Bob Moyer, was the head, and it was just like we would do like Viola Spolin, like improv. Like I might be getting this wrong, but I think when like improv started, it was like very kind of taken seriously. And you would do these improv exercises that were like an hour long, and you weren't being funny. Like, it wasn't about comedy. And so we would do that.
That was actually 2009. That was actually 2009.
That was actually at the UCB East.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
and all these guys were wearing plaid funny shirts, and they had beards, and like.
Oh my God. That's so true. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Okay, wait. Yeah, but we did a ton of improv training. And then I went to LA to go to USC. And, you know, just become a hot shot in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I really admire you. You make shit happen. You get your goals done. What do you do when you're not feeling like so great? Like lately, the past few months, I've been feeling just like, what are we all like? What am I doing?
Yeah. I do. And I do an hour of work a day at least. And then if I'm inspired to do more, I'll do more. But that's kind of my little trick, because then I can be like, you know, I can have fully bad days where I don't want to do anything. And as long as I do, like, at some point, drink a cup of coffee, and I time myself. I'll say what time I start, like 7:53 or whatever, and just work. Just look at my stuff and try to move some things forward and send emails or make videos or whatever. Just for an hour, then I... Because this woman, I listened to this woman years ago, Dallas Travers, who's like helps actors. And it was long before I had anything going on. And she just said, this thing to say with me, which is do less more often, which I feel like you guys probably do too, where it's just like, just move a little bit of stuff every day. And totally. People don't really know how much that can build up into over the years, you know. But
yeah.
That's so smart and so good to hear. But my question is, I feel like whenever I try and do that, I always get caught up in like email hell and I don't actually make anything. Do you know what I mean? Does emailing count? What counts as work is my question.
Yeah, emailing counts. Yeah. That's the thing. I allow myself to be so lazy. So some days I'll be like, as long as I sat there for an hour, or even just like said it was work for an hour in some relatively formalized way, even if nothing is achieved, even if I don't send a single email, or I just like go on deadline and like feel bad that other people have booked things. Like it's still like some
that's work.
Engagement with what I want.
Do you know what's so funny? I realized the other day
I don't look at deadline anymore. It's so, it makes me so depressed.
I was on Twitter the other day, LOL, amazing for my mental health. And I kept seeing deadline shit pop up and I was like, I'm so sick of this shit. And then I realized, I guess years ago, I had followed deadline. Like it was my fault. I was like,
why are they doing this to me? People know what deadline is? Go ahead.
Yeah, like I don't feel like CW. Deadline equals you're on the CW.
I don't feel like I know what deadline is even. But it's like to me is I don't even feel like I'm successful enough to feel bad about deadline yet. You know what I mean? Where it's like when I see a deadline, I'm like, when I see deadline, I'm like,
no, you're you literally too.
And that's what Dallas Travers taught me.
She's like, go on your computer, feel bad about that. No, deadline is so insider. It's not something that anybody out of the industry reads. It's literally just lists of people that have booked jobs. Like, what else like could be worth for an actor's mental health?
There's no better amazing. What's the German word for when you actually see a program on TV that you still hadn't heard back whether or not you got, and you're like, I guess I didn't get that because it's on air.
That is so funny. Yeah. Oh my God, you are so funny. It's like very intense, Kat. What's this German word for like when you're watching a show and you like see that someone else got it and you're like, oh, I guess I didn't get that.
The worst thing is for me, it's like, honestly, if it's like a thin blonde woman, then I actually feel no pain. I feel
right, exactly.
But if when they look like you, you're like, Oh, okay.
Literally, I wasn't good enough. Yeah, because they picked like me, but somebody apparently did it better.
And
Yeah,
for me, it's the
no.
opposite. Like, if I see that Bella Thorne got something out, it's like, I know I was in that conversation.
I was in the
Wait, I say
mix.
this with
Do
so
you guys
much
ever, do you
love.
guys, yeah.
Who is Bella? I mean, who is Bella
I didn't grow
Thorne?
up on her. I think people younger than
Okay.
me grew
Yes.
up on her. Yeah, because
But
I'm
as someone
33. She was
who's.
a Disney girl, and now she's a, you know, an
She was
indie
like.
darling, I think.
Is there a way to be
She.
famous without being a Disney kid?
No.
There's no way to do
Okay, cool.
it.
I would definitely say video stuff online is a good way if you're not. Basically, the two doors into the industry is video stuff online or being a Disney
Literally, that is it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Or
literally.
there is a third option. Can I drop the third option?
Yeah.
Obviously having incredible parents in the biz. That's an amazing way to
Oh,
get in
right.
there. Which I
Right.
celebrate. Which I celebrate.
It is very miraculous, like how movie stars become movie, like when you really look at, because it, well, and a lot of the time you'll like watch somebody and they have some huge part in some huge movie and they seem like they came out of nowhere, but they never did. They always got that off of something, you know? It's like, oh no, actually. And a lot of the time it was an, it's an indie movie that, this isn't like funny, I'm just like
We start laughing
explaining
so
this to
hard.
myself. But a lot of times it was an indie movie that did way better than anybody expected, and then it launches them into stardom, basically. And then they get in the new
Ooh.
Godzilla or whatever.
Oh, I cannot wait to be launched. Launch me.
We're all gonna be launched, y'all. We're launched already.
Bella, you're launched, bitch.
Wait, Brian, who do you want to? What's your dream? And
He's who
wait,
you
are you?
said. It's famous movie star.
Oh
Yeah,
yes, but
Leave
wait,
Dan Non-Leave.
but I
classic,
guess I
classic
mean
movie.
like personally, personally. And are you with Andrew? Are you guys C or O right
And do you
now?
want kids?
Closed or
See,
open?
yeah.
We are monogamous, which is a very as very unusual for me. I haven't done it in a long time, but I kind of what he definitely wanted it, and I was like, I mean, I don't know if you guys have been in this position, but sometimes you're like, listen, whatever. Hold on, that's my assistant.
I know I'm good. I know I'm getting a call from the hotel, which is obviously terrifying. Should I answer it?
Take it. I want to
Okay.
hear it. Yeah.
What
They're
a
not
what a
allowed,
nightmare!
Catherine.
What
A
a
hotel is
nightmarish!
not a.
What a
What a
nightmarish call
nightmare. A
to be
hotel
like,
is not allowed to measure you.
"Well, that's my door. The measuring tape." The measuring tape walks in. She
She was
slips around my
already
waist.
here. She's
I
all,
know
she's holding
measuring myself
the
obviously is the biggest joke.
Yeah.
I've done like two things since the pandemic, and in both cases, I had to call and be like, "Hey, so and whatever measurements they gave you actually aren't right, and I'll be providing
Same,
my
literally, yeah, I know. I looked at
own."
some measurements that I had saved in my phone, and I was like, "Oh, wait, I weigh so much more than that now."
Have you always been a fitness freak, though?
I wasn't in college, but my parents are, so it's like I was like, it feels genetic on some level. Like basically, I'm depressed if I don't exercise, and I'm like completely happy if I do. So then there feels like there's no choice, basically, because I want to be happy, you know.
You've now put me in the situation where I have to ask the question, would I want your dad to fuck me? Would I want your dad to fuck me? Would I want your fitness freak dad to fuck me?
He's pretty aged at this point. But when he was my age or 10 years older, I think, yeah, you probably would have, maybe.
Okay, wait, no one get
That's
mad. I'm getting the
incredible.
measuring tape. Keep talking, keep talking.
So
Okay, but
excited about
then
that
you have
for
to measure yourself on air. You have to measure yourself
Yeah,
on air.
on air, live to broadcast.
Wait, so you guys are closed. Is that hard for your monog? Do you struggle with that or you're like,
No,
I'm
it
actually
feels
into it?
easy. Yeah, I'm into it. I just am very into him. So, I mean, in a way, it feels like I understand it again because it's like, oh, this is so much simpler. Like, I don't. I remember I had this friend who I will not name, but he said this funny thing about open gay relationships where he was like talking about like when gay guys get married and they're open and like in their vows it should be like forever or what is it? It's like to have and to hold, what is it? Forever and ever we shall troll for dick or something. Just talking about how like these couples will just like just, you know,
Totally.
because it feels like just a bit simpler to just be like, no, we're like together and that's what we're doing, you know. I mean, all of this is with a grain of salt, but
I feel like I missed something major.
We're just talking about monogamy versus openness.
Oh.
Have you ever been in an open relationship, Kat?
I
Are you
famously
currently?
have. I know I
Ooh.
was. I'm now in a monogamous relationship with the person I met during my open relationship.
There you go. See, exactly. That's the thing. 'Cause I'm like, yo, if this is open, eventually somebody, it's like, I'm gonna, I don't know. I mean, that feels big to say, but it's just like what happens is you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
It's
think
like
having done it,
you can
now
fall
I
in love with
know
somebody
it's
else.
not for me. Also, I think I was just like my ex and I just like we were not sexually compatible, and now that I'm with someone who with a, who where I am, it's like, oh, of
Exactly.
course. Why would I, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, literally, yeah, exactly. Now I'm just like, oh, well, this is easy because like this is what I want, you know. So I'm not like looking for something else, yeah.
And Andrew's an artist.
Yeah, he's a really great painter and like graphic designer. He makes these really
Oh, that's
cool
hot.
illustrations on a Instagram page called Mize Made. I think it's Mize, MIZE dot Made, MADE. Really bomb.
Okay,
Does
we'll
he know
be.
about us and does he care about us?
I think he will after this.
Oh,
I
okay.
don't
Okay,
think
that's well,
Andrew, I
we
forgive.
accept that answer.
Andrew, all I have to say is better late than never, and I'm gonna prove you wrong. I'm gonna prove you wrong for not liking me until now. And what we was gonna say, oh, I forgot. But anyways,
Pat, who are all the little, are these are your nieces and nephews in your pictures?
His
Those are
roommates.
my those are my roommates. Yeah, that's with
His
them.
recent NYU grads, yeah.
They are my boyfriend's niece and nephew,
Oh, okay.
and they are his sister and brother-in-law like had a wedding in New York, and so they left them here. It was very funny. For some reason, the
They
his
left
nieces and
them.
nephews are like truly obsessed with me in a really funny way because I'm kind of like a new
Oh.
person who like pays attention to them because I want the family to like
No, it's
me.
because you're great. They love
No,
you.
it's
And they
not,
can tell you have
Ryan.
a great personality. And they think you're cute.
But what was I gonna say? I
Kids
did
really
get.
can vibe it out. Kids really are all about vibes, you know?
I did get several messages from people being like, are these, did you get like
Did you
serious,
guys get some kids? Yeah.
yeah, like serious inquiries of like, did we adopt? And I was like,
Hard inquiries. Yeah, like a hard credit check. Yeah.
yeah. Wait, what was I going to say? Oh, wait, Brian, I love
Yeah.
your Southern lady, a restaurant
Oh,
manager is
thank you.
It's
so
one of the
funny.
best.
I
Thank you
die
so
and die and
much.
die.
Which is your favorite character to do, Bri?
Maybe that or like that rich aunt. I have that.
Yeah.
I have this rich aunt character I do that with like this blonde hair and this.
Oh,
Basically, I like her
yeah.
because
She's
she's
so funny.
so pretty. Because this place I buy wigs from, Cash LLC, see, I buy like human hair wigs with this incredibly convincing lace. I mean, they're obviously expensive, but it's like my little like my me at 6 years old, like my dream come true to have incredibly convincing, realistic, shiny, like
Yeah.
blonde hair that looks like it's coming right out of my head. It's like it's a dream come true.
Did you know there's a wig famine and there's not lace wigs anymore?
Actually, yeah, because I was trying to get a brunette one, and the guy who makes them at Cash was like, he was like, I can't get the, I'm having trouble finding the transparent lace. But eventually, he got it, and we got it taken
Oh,
care of.
really? Why is
Yeah.
there a famine?
Because of COVID. Because of COVID, there's a
Yeah,
lace wig famine.
production back. Or is back
It's so
to
crazy, these crazy times that we're living in. I can't wait to
I
tell my ch
know.
I can't wait to tell my kids that my friend Brian had a had difficulty getting a lace front wig, but ultimately did during COVID.
Do you guys feel hot today? Is what I had to say.
I do not feel hot today. I'm wearing this soft shirt. It's so soft that it makes that it's just too soft for me to look sexually viable in it. And
You admit that.
I stop it, but you can't, and
You can't
I'm
see the shirt,
strategically hiding
Brian.
the shirt.
Don't lie to my friend.
I and so no, I don't feel hot today. And guess what? That's okay.
Yeah, I feel really temperate. It feels really temperate here. It's actually kind of cold in LA. It was way warmer in the south. I guess that makes sense. My friend Peter Vack has this joke about LA. He has this kind of joke, right, about LA. No, but he always says like you're never colder than when you're in LA because in LA nothing is insulated because like
Yes.
the weather's so temperate. So then you'll be it's like January in LA and you're in someone's apartment and it's just like 56 degrees in there because there's no like heater or windows that like keep in the heat, you know.
I
So
agree
it's
with
like
your
it's kind of like
friend.
weirdly cold in LA right now. It's like it feels like San Francisco or something. It's too
San
much.
Francisco.
It's too much.
It's not fair and it's not right.
Yeah.
Catherine, do you feel hot
I
today?
actually do because I, not to copy Brian, but I actually did a HIIT class before
Oh, feel
this.
sexual hot. Oh my God. I'm so fucking
Oh, I
tired,
wasn't sure.
guys.
Wait,
Oh my God. I'm a
I thought
fucking idiot.
there's
That's like
no
that
way.
girl. That's like in Miss Congeniality when they're like, what's your ideal date? And she's like, April 14th.
Oh my God, yes.
Do I feel hot? Yeah, I feel good looking too. Yeah,
God, that's
definitely.
so crazy.
I'm so sorry, you guys. I was foolish. Catherine, do you feel hot today?
Yes, I do because I did my HIIT class and I feel I also I'm trying not to drink while I'm here, so I feel good.
That makes you
But
feel more. What's the difference in
well,
your
what I need to
feeling?
share by I'm trying not to drink while I'm here. I mean, I haven't drank the past 2 nights, and for me, that's actually really good.
That's great.
And I just feel like lighter and like in a better, literally less depressed because alcohol makes you depressed, but it's still so
Right.
fun. It's still
I
so fun.
know. I know. Yeah. Do you drink coffee every morning? Go
I
ahead.
do. I drink a cup of coffee every morning, and I like to have like a drink every night. But I just feel like at a certain point, the past few times when I was having like some hotel wine, I was like, oh, I actually don't. This actually isn't fun at all. So that's
Right,
where I'm at. But it's a journey. And then, do you drink coffee?
I do. I drink a lot of caffeine. Yeah, I play out all of my like drama. I'm like an addictive personality, and so I got sober when I was 22, and now I drink
Oh, wow.
caffeine, and I either like abuse it or I don't. I drink a lot of caffeine in the day, but the question is always if I'm going to drink it. Like sometimes I want to drink it at night and be like a bad boy, similar to
Oh.
you drinking at night, because then it makes me feel like shit the next day because I like didn't sleep well, you know.
Totally. I didn't know you got sober when you were 22, you said?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. I'm very addicted to coffee.
Yeah, I'm saying exactly.
Do you have any other vices?
I was into 5-hour energy for a long time, but that's too hard. Do you guys ever drink
Yeah.
those?
I think
I
Pat
of
was into them.
course.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm currently into them, but of course I've gone through phases with them. But
Yeah.
I identify as being on like a lifelong quest to finally feel awake for once, and
Yeah.
like
5 hour can
that.
do that. Yeah.
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 I recently bought, which I'm probably will stop taking, but like a supplement. I call it a supplement because I don't like to use the word pill because I don't like to act like I
You're
am taking a
like,
bad pill. But it's like caffeine and L-theanine and MCT oil, and I take it in the morning, and it makes
Oh,
me feel
nice.
like it
I
helps
think
me
that's okay.
focus. I think it's
Yeah.
definitely okay, but it does
It's
feel
just the same
like
as having coffee, basically.
it's the same as having coffee, but something about it feels perverse because it's like
A pill,
it's like a pill in Ibiza, as the famous recording artist
Oh my God.
said.
Do you,
Mike
my
Posner,
dad was
yeah.
obsessed with that
Posner.
song. My
I mean,
dad
it's
loved that
really good.
song. It's real. We have to be honest, the song is incredible.
Yeah, it's really good. And there's something really powerful about him being like, I know, because that song is him being like, I know I had like one hit and then that was it. And then this is his new song being like, it's been really hard since then, you know.
Wow.
We all get it. And then he took a pill
Totally.
with Avicii and then Avicii died.
Oh
So sad.
no. Oh no.
Right?
Wait, really? Is that real?
He goes, I took a pill in Ibiza to show
Yes, no, I.
Avicii I was cool. Yeah. I
Oh.
assume it's real. I assume
I love
it's,
that
you know,
close reading of the
autobiographical.
lyric.
Yeah, exactly.
So now we have 2 more segments before we have to let you go. But do you guys have crushes of the week?
That's such a good question. Oh, you know what? I just started last night watching a show that I'm not sure yet if I'll continue with. But I will say that it's called Who Killed Sarah? Do you guys know it? It's on Netflix. It's, I think, a Mexican TV show originally, so it's dubbed over in English, and I can't tell if it's good or not yet, but there are hot people in it, and
Okay.
I will continue watching it. And so my crush is actually the gay, if you'd believe it, the gay brother
If you
from
can
that show.
believe
Yeah. The gay brother
it,
from I Hate Sarah, actually his younger version, but also his older version, because
Do you
there's
know the
like,
actors' names?
I don't, I just like stumbled upon it last night, so I have to like look into like figuring out who everyone is.
Nice. Nice.
Do you guys have questions of the week?
Mine is this. They left me this canned tuna in the hotel that I didn't expect to be so delicious, and it's incredible. It's called like Rio or something. Anyways, I really like it. That's my crush. I'm gonna have some after this. I can't wait.
Crush of the week. I guess Barry's Boot Camp.
I love
I've
that
been
you
going
are
twice
like,
a day. I've been going twice a day, and they're really hot.
wow.
Oh
Does
my God, I'm so,
it
that's
really
so
work?
impressive. Should I be
Thank
doing
you.
Barry's boot camp?
It
But then do you
really
go to
works. Yeah. It makes you have like this, it just does all the stuff that you would never do on your own. And then I'm just like, oh my God, I'm toned in all these subtle ways.
You're so impressive, and I that I that's I mean it
You're so
earnestly.
impressive.
Oh
You
my
guys are.
God. To wrap things up, we have one more question for you. And don't lie to us.
Don't you fucking lie to us.
I'll go first. Are you mad at me?
No, I'm kind of in love with you.
Oh my god, I'm honored. Oh my god, you guys should. The feeling's kiss. Mutual. Do you want to kiss later?
Yeah, let's kiss later.
And Pat, are you mad at me?
I'm not mad at you, no. Brian, are you mad at me?
No, not even a little. I'm so happy just to be.
I'm happy too.
This honestly has been so fun. We're
I know. I'm like, I don't mean to like overstep any boundaries, like, but like, can we all hang out when we're in the same place one day?
I hope for that. Yeah.
Okay,
I'm envious of you, like being in that kind of car looks very freeing, and it's like after this you can drive wherever you want, basically.
Yeah.
Catherine, are you mad at me?
Not even a little.
Cool.
Not even at all.
Cool. You guys aren't mad at me either, right?
Absolutely not. No, Brian. We couldn't be. I've been a huge fan for absolutely years. This is heaven on earth.
It is. Yeah. I'm such a fan. I'm so obsessed. And I also, you need to tell your friend Stephanie that I'm a big fan of her. And I love seeing her on the Kaylee Cuckoo show.
Yes.
She was so good. When I saw her, I was like, that's that girl. I was like, that's that girl. And I, you know, when you love, you love seeing someone like that, like working it on an amazing program. Yeah. I'm like, yes. Yeah. So shout out to her too. Thank you so much for doing this. We adore you. We'll see you soon.
Love
I hope.
You guys.
And I'll see you guys enjoy soon. The rest of your time see in LA.
Thank you so much, you guys. This was so fun.
Treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment.